speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned U.S. media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 12, 2014. We're in the second hour. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And, you know, I was talking about all the things that's broke loose just in the last 2 weeks. One of the things that we've not really talked about on this broadcast is, you know, the Ebola virus is alive and well. And I've got that in this stack. I've got so much news and information I want to cover. I'm going to go ahead and get started. Now, shocking facts about the deindustrialization of America that everyone should know. How long can America continue to burn up wealth? How can this nation continue to consume far more wealth than it produces? The trade deficit is one of the biggest reasons for the steady decline of the U.S. economy, but many Americans don't even understand what it is. Basically, we are buying far more stuff from the rest of the world than they're buying from us. That means that far more money is constantly leaving the country then it's coming into the country. It's pretty simple, isn't it? In order to keep the game going, we have to go to the people that we bought all that stuff from and ask them to lend our money back to us. Or lately, we just have the Federal Reserve create new money out of thin air. This is called quantitative easing. Our current debt-fueled lifestyle is dependent on this cycle continuing. In order to live like we do, we must consume far more wealth than we produce. If someday we are forced to only live on the wealth that we create, it will require a massive adjustment in our standard of living. We have become great at consuming wealth, but not so great at creating it. But as a result of running gigantic trade deficits year after year after year, we have lost tens of thousands of businesses, millions upon millions of jobs, and America is being deindustrialized at a staggering pace. Most Americans won't even notice, but the latest monthly trade deficit increased to $42.3 billion. The U.S. trade deficit climbed to the highest level in 5 months in February as demand for American exports fell while imports increased. The deficit increased to $42.3 billion, which was 7.7% above the January imbalance of $39.3 billion, the Commerce Department reported. When the trade deficit increases, it means that even more wealth, even more jobs, even more businesses have left the United States. In essence, we've gotten poorer as a nation. Have you ever wondered why China has gotten so wealthy? Just a few decades ago, their economy was basically a joke. So how in the world did they get so powerful? Well, one of the primary ways that they did it was by selling us far more stuff than we sold them. If we had refused to do business with communist China, they never would have become what they have become today. It was our decision that allowed China to become an economic powerhouse. Last year, we sold $122 billion of stuff to China. That sounds like a lot, but then you learn that China sold $450 billion worth of stuff to us. We fill up our shopping carts with lots of cheap plastic trinkets that are made in China, and they pile up gigantic mountains of our money, which we beg them to lend back to us so that we can pay our bills. Now, below, I'm going to read the trade deficits with China since 1990. I want you to keep in mind that at the beginning of this, the Republicrats was in charge. Then, the Democons. Then, the Republicrats. And now, the Democons. 1990, $10 billion. 91, $12 billion. 92, $18 billion. 93, $22 billion. 94, $29 billion. 95, $33 billion. 96, $39 billion. 97, $49 billion. 98, $56 billion. 99, $68 billion. In the year 2000, $83 billion. 2001, $83 billion. 2002, $103 billion. 2003, $124 billion. 2004, $162 billion. 2005, $202 billion. 2006, $234 billion. 2007, $258 billion. 2008, $268 billion. 2009, $226 billion. 2010, $273 billion. 2011, $295 billion. 2012, $315 billion. And in 2013, $318 billion. So it doesn't matter whether the Republicans are in charge of the economy or the Democons, it's the same result. The gigantic trade imbalance with China continues to grow. It has been estimated that the U.S. economy loses approximately 9,000 jobs for every $1 billion of goods that are imported from overseas. And according to the Economic Policy Institute, America is losing about 500,000 jobs to China every single year. Consider the high unemployment level that we know we have in this country, no matter what the media tells you. Can we afford to continue to do that? Overall, the United States has accumulated a total trade deficit with the rest of the world of more than $8 trillion since 1975. As a result, we have lost tens of thousands of businesses, millions of jobs, and our economic infrastructure has been absolutely gutted. This has been brought to you by the two sellout trader organizations, the Republicrats and the Democons. Just take a look at what has happened to manufacturing jobs in America. Back in the 1980s, more than 20% of the jobs in the United States were manufacturing. Today, only about 9% of the jobs in the United States are manufacturing. I will say it again. Until we get back to where we're manufacturing our own hand towels, our own shoes, our own plastic trinkets and toys and baubles, we're not going to have a productive economy in this country. And the ruling class in Washington, D.C., that's owned by the banks and the corporations, have absolutely no plan of doing anything about this. As we have fewer Americans working in manufacturing today than we did in 1950, even though our population has more than doubled since then. How about that fact? Many people find that statistic hard to believe, but the United States has lost a total of more than 56,000 manufacturing facilities since 2001. Millions of good-paying jobs have been lost. As a result, the middle class is shriveling up. And at this point, 9 out of the top 10 occupations in America pay less than $35,000 a year. For a long time, U.S. consumers attempted to keep up their middle-class lifestyles by going into constantly increasing amounts of debts. But now that's becoming increasingly apparent that middle-class consumers are tapped out. In response, many retailers are closing thousands of stores in poor and middle-class neighborhoods all over the country. If we start reducing the size of our trade deficit, that would go a long way toward getting the United States back on the right economic track. Unfortunately, Barack Obama has been negotiating a treaty in secret, which is going to send the deindustrialization of America into overdrive. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is being called the NAFTA of the Pacific, and it's going to result in millions of more good jobs being sent to the other side of the planet where it's legal to pay slave labor wages. According to Professor Alan Binder of Princeton University, 40 million more U.S. jobs could be sent offshore over the next two decades if current trends continue. So what will this country look like when we lose tens of millions of more jobs? U.S. workers are being merged into a giant global labor pool where they must directly compete for jobs with people making less than a dollar an hour with no benefits. Obama tells us globalization is good for us and that America needs to be ready to adjust to the new playing field. The quality of our jobs has already been declining for decades, and if we continue down this path, the quality of our jobs is going to get a whole lot worse, and our economic infrastructure will continue to be absolutely gutted. At one time, the city of Detroit was the greatest manufacturing city on the entire planet. It had the highest per capita income in the United States, but today, it is a rotting, decaying hellhole that the rest of the world laughs at. And that is a result of the policies of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, who have directly gutted the American economy. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Varian. Stay with me. Back in moments.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. And before we go any further in the news, I see I've got way too much news than I'll be able to cover today. And hopefully we'll be able to take phone calls next hour. Getting a lot of email, people wanting to report on especially what's going on in Nevada. I want to say, you know, when I see the stock market going down now, I'm ready for the stock market to collapse. I'm ready. Nothing else is going to fix this situation. I know I don't win any popularity contests in this area doing this broadcast, and that's fine. I'm not in it for that. I'm in it for the fact that we're handing off to our children a massive amount of indebtedness. We're letting this country be run by a bunch of tyrants that are destroying, utterly destroying, a great nation. And the people are standing on the sidelines dumbfounded, seem to be unaware of what's actually going on, or just plain don't care, or are too dumb to know what's going on. There's a large segment of this society, I believe, falls into that category. The best advice I can give anyone listening to this broadcast is prepare, because the sellout traders in Washington, D.C. are not going to fix this situation. Actually, they're going to continue making the situation worse. We are not going to vote our way out of this. Rand Paul is not going to do jack to fix this situation. I wish that was not the case, but sadly that is my opinion on the situation. Next hour you can give us yours. How about this? We've got a Harvard study coming in here. WashingtonExaminer.com carried it. American workers would have to cough up a one-time debt reduction fee of $106,000 each to pay off the national debt that has grown 58% under President Obama, according to the Harvard University Institute of Politics annual report on the USA. How about that? And we're talking about everybody's got a job. Is supposedly in debt to the federal government, $106,000. I'll tell you what, I'm in debt to the federal government, zero. The federal government should be in debt. These people that created this debt should owe China and the Federal Reserve. I didn't create this. I've got more sense than to create something this stupid and absurd. It should be traitorous to get a nation this much in debt. The 91-page report provided to Secrets pegged the nation's debt at $16.7 trillion, up from the $10.6 trillion inherited by Obama. The debt has grown so quickly because of large and repeated annual deficits in federal spending, said the report. I just laugh anytime anyone, I don't care what party they're in, says they're going to propose some debt reduction bill. They're going to try to get the debt under control. I don't even want to hear that. I'd rather hear the Three Stooges or, you know, anything than that, because I know that's a bold-faced lie. Whether it's coming out of a Republican or a Democrat, they continue to ratchet up the debt. We go $3 billion a day in debt, and then we have the audacity to parade around the world trying to tell everybody else what they should do with their economy. And then we make loans to other countries, and then we give other countries foreign aid. It is so absurd. There should be zero foreign aid for anyone, and that includes Israel. When you're bankrupt, you can't go around the world being a philanthropist. But that's not the way it works in Washington. What's more, the annual report on the USA from the students at the Harvard Political Review, done in partnership with the American Education Foundation, found that food stamp usage had surged 77% during the recession, and that Social Security benefits will be slashed 23% starting in 2033 unless Congress and the White House institutes sweeping reforms. The sweeping reforms may be coming. You see, they're happening in Europe. They're called austerity, and it's where you pay into the government through the nose, but you get no benefits. And from this lapdog society we've got here, if the government came on and said, hey, guess what? We're not going to pay your Social Security. We're going to be taking more out of your paychecks through this Obamacare. We're going to increase your taxes. We're cutting food stamps. You're going to pay more and get less because of this federal debt. I don't think the American people would do nothing. I've not seen the American people do a darn thing about anything. They are so complacent. You know, people email me all the time talking about the people are waking up and the masses. And I know there is a, for some reason, popular radio show host that screams 6 days a week that we're on the march and they're on the run. I could not disagree more. If they are on the run somewhere, let me tell you, it is not in North Carolina. And I don't think it's happening anywhere. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine before the broadcast. If you look at the YouTube videos, what's going on in Nevada? What is there, 100 protesters out there? 100? How many should it be? It should be 10 million. We should have went down to Waco in 1993 and cleaned their britches and showed them what happens when you come gassing babies and burning churches down. Not that I agree at all with any of the religious beliefs of the Branch Davidians. It don't have anything to do about that. It's human rights. It's humanitarian reasons. The report is considered one of the nation's authoritative independent analyst review of federal spending. One of the best benefits of the report is that the authors try to put huge numbers like the debt in perspective. Such large numbers are difficult to conceptualize properly, said the students. If the federal government spent its yearly revenues exclusively on debt reduction and ceased all of its operations, it would take 3 or 4 years to pay down the debt. Or the government could pay down the debt in one blow if it simply took more than $52,000 from every person living in the United States. That includes children and the elderly and the unemployed. If this one-time debt reduction fee were levied only on those in the workforce, it would cost $106,000 per person. It also revealed how desperate American families have struggled during this recession that struck at the end of the Bush administration and has lasted through entirely the Obama administration. Food stamp participation has surged 77% and funding more than doubled to $71.8 billion. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, everybody in the mainstream media that keeps claiming that the economy is getting better. Why then has food stamp rolls doubled? Why are we spending twice as much on food stamps if jobs are plentiful? How about these absurd liars that come out and say that we need illegal immigrants, more illegal immigrants, to fill the jobs? That is the most ridiculous statement I think I've ever heard in my life. There's a company right here within walking distance of where I'm sitting. On a Saturday, took applications. Someone there sent me pictures of the line wrapped around the building, and this is a huge, huge building. Don't tell me we need illegal immigrants to come to this because of the joblessness. $106,000 for everyone that's working. I do not owe anyone $106,000. I did not create that debt. If they would listen to my advice, we would not have 700 military bases in 120 countries and be the policemen of the world. George W. Bush took us $5.7 to $10.6 trillion past bankrupt. Barack Obama's on the pace to take us from $10.6 to $20 trillion past bankrupt. How could a man that wanted to fix the economy so desperately as he campaigned, now has had 6 years to do it, and even black unemployment is higher now under Obama than it was when he took office. It's all by design. We've got exactly what they want us to have. They're taking us where they want us to go, and the American people are too dumb to know. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio, saying, red alert, red alert. There is a mass pandemic in America. Americans have Stockholm Syndrome. They are in love with their enslaver. You know, I've had a couple people email me this while I've been on the broadcast today. Also, the board op sent it to me. CNBC ran an article. The government is now going through old records to see if it overpaid people on Social Security. If it thinks it did, it can now seize the IRS tax refund checks of the children of those people it thinks it overpaid. This isn't a proposal. I'm reading this verbatim. It's already happening. For the past 3 years, the government has been confiscating hundreds of thousands of Americans' tax refunds. According to the Washington Post, it has already confiscated $1.9 billion in tax refunds this year alone. The amazing thing is that the government is doing this even if it has little or no proof and no exact details. And the letters the government sends to the unsuspecting taxpayers are frightening, uses accusatory language, and includes other financial threats. They gave me no notice. They can't prove that I received any overpayment, and they used intimidation tactics. threatening to report this to the credit bureaus. Mary Grice, who had her tax refund seized a few weeks ago, is quoted of saying, "As usual, no one in the government is willing to take the responsibility for the new policy. Social Security said it didn't do it. Ask the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department said ask Congress." If you think this is some kind of unprecedented outrage, you're right. The story goes on, and it's a CNBC story if you want to look at it. I know there's a couple of people that's emailed me about this while I've been on the broadcast, and maybe they can call in next hour and tell us a little more about it. This is another smoking gun, proof positive. The federal government of the United States is completely out of control. It's a leviathan. It's an evil entity that don't represent us, we the people, middle class America, average Joe, whatever you want to call us. And this is just another proof positive. We've got to get out of all of this electronic banking where the government can just go and confiscate your money. We've got to, the answer to globalism is localism. And the people out there, you better wake up. Now, you know, I have not won any popularity contest doing this broadcast in this area. Local politicians don't want to have anything to do with me. I spoke at the March Against Monsanto. They don't want me back. I spoke at Constitution Day, told them Constitution was suspended. I've never been invited back there. The Glenn Beck 912 bunch, one speech, that's all I got, never back. I guess the only place I've ever been invited back to was the End the Fed rallies. Let's continue with the news. I had this last week, wasn't able to broadcast, wanted to definitely get this in this week. Vaccine bombshell. Baby monkeys develop autism symptoms after obtaining doses of popular vaccines. Here's the proof, people. We've been looking for it for a long time. Following a recent study conducted by scientists at the University of Pittsburgh, which revealed that many infant monkeys given standard doses of childhood vaccines as part of the new research developed autism symptoms. Question marks over the ultimate safety of vaccines have come to the forefront again. The groundbreaking research presented at the International Meeting for Autism Research in London have revealed that the young macaque, and I hope I said that correctly, monkeys given the typical CDC-recommended vaccination schedule from the 90s and in appropriate doses for the monkey's size and ages tended to develop autism symptoms. On the other hand, the monkeys that were given no shots did not have any indications of autism spectrum disorders. The development, which deconstructs mainstream myth that the vaccines are safe and poses no risk of autism, was brought on by after studies on the type of proper safety research on typical childhood vaccination schedules that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should have conducted but never has, says the statement. Included in the mix were vaccines containing thermosol, a toxic, mercury-based compound that has been phased out of some vaccines, but is still present in batch-size influenza vaccines and a few others. Also administered was the controversial measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, which has been linked time and time again to causing autism and various other serious and other irreversible health problems. Right here it is. Right here it is. They done the study on monkeys. The monkeys that got the vaccines, a large portion of them showed signs of autism, where the monkeys that got no vaccines did not. It's in the vaccines. Whether you believe that like that or not, totally up to you, but the facts are out there. I've been covering this now for 6 years. Beware of the vaccines and the link to autism. Now I'm going to move forward. I got several things I want to get in this hour. This is from thephysicaltimes.com. Should have been leading off the news all week. Haven't seen it anywhere. The State Department has no idea what has happened to $6 billion used to pay its contractors. State Department's lost that old $6 billion again. In a special management alert made public Thursday, the State Department's Inspector General, Steve Lenick, warned significant financial risk and a lack of internal control at the department has led to billions of unaccounted dollars over the last 6 years. The alert was just the latest example of the federal government's continued struggle with oversight over its outside contractors. The lack of oversight exposes the department to significant financial risk, the auditor said. It creates conditions conducive to fraud, to corruption, and to corrupt individuals that may attempt to conceal evidence of illicit behavior by omitting key documents from the contract file. It impairs the ability of the department to take effective and timely action to protect the interest of the taxpayers. $6 billion. Now, let me tell you this. Wealth is not lost, whether it be in the stock market or federal government. Wealth is transferred. Somebody's got the $6 billion. Rest assured. And we'll never know who it is because the Republicans in Congress or the Democrats in the Senate are not going to conduct any hearings because probably many of them are on the take of this. How many times have I come to this microphone and read one of these reports where they've lost billions of dollars? Heck, I've read them where they've lost trillions. Remember September 12th, Donald Rumsfeld, the $2.1 trillion? I'm sorry. September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld held a press conference and said the Pentagon had lost $2.1 trillion. Well, guess what? Most people never, ever heard that because of the events of the next day. This goes on all the time. They report it. They tell it. We've lost it. We've lost that billion again. We've lost $6 billion. We've lost the taxpayers' money again. And nothing ever comes from it because there's no accountability in this government. The only time heads roll is when they, you know, sacrifice some lowly peon. That's the only time. Or if you've got an outspoken trafficant that's really telling the truth on them, then, you know, they'll railroad him. But I wanted to get this story in. No oversight. $6 billion lost. Being reported by thephysicaltimes.com. And you can look at that for yourself. In the memo, the IG repeated examples of poor contract file administration. They can't file the contracts. They're too inept, too ignorant, I guess, to file the proper contracts. It says that it actually shows that there's as much as $2.1 billion missing. In another instance, the Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement issued a billion-dollar contract in Afghanistan that has been deemed totally useless and incomplete. So just spread the money around. The wars really give them the opportunity to rob the sheeple, doesn't it? How well that must work for them. Time and time again. We've got an interesting story. It's a little bit of a departure. This was ran last week by the Express UK News. Apocalypse Now. Why are rare astrological events happening right now? Now, Mars, Earth, and the Sun all aligned this past Monday. Something that only happens every 778 days. But what made this event so remarkable is that it occurred precisely a week before everyone on Earth will see the first of four dark red blood moons, an extraordinary event some Christians believe represents the end of days and the second coming of Christ. The King James Bible predicts the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. That's Joel 2:31. And according to NASA, a highly unusual tetrad, four successive total blood red lunar eclipses, each followed by six full moons, will indeed start next Tuesday and finish on September 28, 2015. We're going to go through just a little bit of this quickly on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back moment. Stay with me.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, and I wanted to take this opportunity and remind everyone, support Republic Broadcasting. If you want to keep broadcasts like this on the air, support John Stattmiller, the work he's doing, the great staff at Republic Broadcasting. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, donate, and help keep the work alive. Now, normally I don't do these type of stories. The only reason I'm really wanting to do this is, one, I don't think you'll hear it anywhere else. It is alternative media content, and you can judge for it whatever you want to make of it. But I thought it was, I'm going to get to the really interesting part here in just 1 second. Now, again, this is an ExpressUK.com article. The incredible alignment has only happened a handful of times in the last 2,000 years, but remarkably, on each of the last three occasions, it has coincided with a globally significant religious event. NASA has confirmed that the Tetrad has only happened three times in more than 500 years, and it's fixing to happen now. And that's one of the things I thought was interesting. The first Tetrad, now listen to the history of these and the when they're going to happen in the future. And then judge for on this completely for yourself. The first Tetrad since the Middle Ages in 1493 saw the expulsion of the Jews by the Catholic Spanish Inquisition, which rocked Western Europe. The second coincided with the establishment of the State of Israel in 1949. Isn't that interesting? Strangely, the last one occurred in 1967, and it was far earlier than expected, and it was precisely at the time of the Six-Day War. A spokesman for NASA said, "This is the eclipse of the year, and it is well-placed for observers throughout the Western Hemisphere. It will occur at the lunar's orbit ascending node in Virgo. This is the first of four consecutive total lunar eclipses in 2014 and 2015, a series known as the Tetrad." He added, "The frequency of tetrads is variable over time. Italian astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli first pointed out the tetrads were relatively plentiful during one 300-year interval, which one occurred at during the next, while none occurred at all during the next 300 years. The 565-year period of the tetrad seasons is tied to the slowly decreasing eccentricity of the Earth's orbit. Consequently, the tetrad period is gradually decreasing. In the distant future, it will no longer exist at all." Now, here's what I thought was interesting about the story. Every time this happens in the last 500 years, it's coincided with a tragedy for the Jewish people, followed by triumph. And once again, for Israel, the timing of this tetrad is remarkable. The first of the four blood moons will come on April 15th this year. That's during Passover. The second will occur on October 8th at the time of the Feast of the Tabernacles. On April 4th, 2015, during Passover, we will have another blood. And finally, on September 28th, during next year's Feast of Tabernacles, the fourth blood moon and final blood moon will dawn. I found that really interesting that would be happening. I don't know what the significance of that is. I'm not saying that it means really anything. But it's a rare occurrence. There's going to be four in the next 2 years. So you can look into that for yourself. I know I looked it up Monday night. I think it's about 1:25 a.m. on the East Coast is when this blood moon eclipse is going to be the most visible. So, like I say, take from that whatever you can glean or whatever. But I thought it was interesting to mention. This came in this week. Washington Times: prepare for drones that perch on power lines to recharge and never have to land. You know, we've covered some of this before. Imagine a world where drones never have to touch the ground after takeoff. That's what MIT PhD candidate Joseph Moore did, and now he's on the cusp of creating a drone that can perch on power lines just like birds, but it will recharge their batteries. We're going to be living in the world. We're living in it now, where drones look like regular birds or insects or whatever. You know, we've covered all that. They're never going to have to land. They can just perch on the power line, spy on the people, spy on the American citizens, the new terrorist. Constantly. We are living in 1984. And it's all coming to light. Mr. Moore gave Business Insider a demonstration he's perfecting by using a glider as proof of his concept. In short, if a drone is equipped with the magnetometer, it should be possible to make the aircraft capable of identifying magnetic fields given off by power lines, home in on the signal they emit, and then maneuver in such a way that they could allow the drone to perch until fully charged. Developing such a system for fixed-wing aircraft is desirable because of the ability to carry heavier loads than those using a quad-rotor design, Business Insider reported. So we're going to be living through that as well, apparently. Washington Times also reported this past week, CIA officer confirmed no protest before misleading Benghazi account given. Remember, they were saying that whole debacle was because of a YouTube video, and of course, alternative media was all claiming it was a lie. The people on the ground there were saying it was a lie. Now, once again, it's all come out that it was a lie, but of course, absolutely nothing will be done about it. Before the Obama administration gave an inaccurate narrative on national television that the Benghazi attacks grew from a anti-American protest, the CIA station chief in Libya pointedly told his superiors in Washington that no such demonstration had ever occurred. Documents and interviews with current and former intelligence officials show that that is true. Again, this is Washington Times. This past week, the attack was not an escalation of protest, the station chief wrote to then Deputy CIA Director Michael J. Moore in an email dated September 15, 2012, a full day before the White House sent Susan E. Rice to several Sunday talk shows to disseminate talking points claiming that the Benghazi attack began as a protest over an anti-Islam video. That the talking points used by Mears Rice, who was then U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, were written by a CIA that ignored the assessment of its own station chief inside Libya, has emerged as one of the major bones of contention in more than 2 years of political fireworks and congressional investigations into the Benghazi attack. So now it's all come out. It was all a lie, just like so many other lies that this administration and the previous has told. Most American citizens don't even know what we're talking about when we're discussing this. But it is just another insight into the federal government of the United States and how willing they are to completely, bold-faced lie to the American people and the world, for that matter. And, you know, like I've said earlier today, I get no pleasure from having to say this, but how shameful and disgraceful it is to have a federal government of the United States that is such a liar, such a warmonger, is so quick to jump to police the world while our elderly in this country choose between food and medicine, while our young coming out of high school search for jobs and don't know what to do as far as an education for what kind of job may be in this economy being destroyed by design. Here we are, the American citizens. We don't know what to tell our youth to do because of our rotting economy, our elderly suffering through this economic decay, the federal government of the United States continually lying to the American citizens. And there is no recourse, it seems, for constitutional-loving, freedom-loving conservatives in America. Sean Hannity's not my mouthpiece. Lush Bimbo's not my mouthpiece. We don't have a movement that can take on the two-party, one-party system and break the stranglehold that they have on this country that is destroying our children's future. That is what we should be concerned about. That is what should make Americans lay awake at night. We're coming up on a break, taking your phone calls all next hour. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to have hopefully a lot of phone calls. Get your points across, make them short. We'll move on. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments. Stay with us.